Off the shores of Loch Ness, Scotland, an alleged sighting has made news on May 2nd, 1933. Was it a dinosaur? Since then, a succession of monstroid devices from sonar to video, convincing proof of Nessie's existence within the lake's murky depths. Survived the ice age within the lake's murky depth. Many times people have claimed to see. People have it. The only thing that remains certain is that the monster is prey for the Loch Ness.
Sounds that were recorded in Loch Ness during the week of the 20th of March. The first sound you'll hear at a breaking towards the end of the loch, it's a sort of strange sound of something fading away. Is very similar to the sounds that were recorded by the Global Underwater Search Team in Norway last year. Comparison, the third sounds that are located in this part of the broadcast to show that there are other bits and pieces out there other than Nessie. If you want to hear more about how Jan Sundberg and his Research team got on at Loch Ness, you can hear a full interview with them on the President's Half Hour. That's where I'll be chatting away to them. And also, if you want to see pictures and more information on the Nessie 2000 expedition that was organised by the official Loch Ness Monster Fan Club and Mr. Sundberg, you'll be able to catch it at www.lochness.co.uk/Nessie2000.